Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, May 6. In Squiz Kids Today, new hope for kids with peanut allergies, cleaning up poop in Paris, orangutans playing doctor, and it's meteor shower time. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
How good are peanut butter sandwiches? Or peanut butter on toast? Or the yummy peanuts you get in Snickers bars? Unless, of course, you have a peanut allergy. And then, of course, they're not so good. Luckily, though, scientists are making great leaps forward in the treatment of peanut allergies, with a report in the New Scientist magazine this week showing that some treatments are hinting that we may one day soon find a cure. Did you know that there are more than 4 million Aussies living with an allergy? Not all of them are peanut allergies, of course. Lots of people are allergic to pollen, dust, pet hair, and even other foods like eggs and seafood. The New Scientist magazine reports this week that in a test involving 177 children with peanut allergies, some were given a dose of a new drug, and two-thirds of those kids experienced a six-fold increase in their tolerance to peanuts, meaning they were six times less likely to have an allergic reaction. Now, it's not a magic bullet, and more tests need to be done to see how it can be improved, but it's great news for kids with a peanut allergy. And, of course, their mums and dads, who make their lunches, and for anyone who'd like to take a peanut butter sandwich to school.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Paris, in France. Ah, the city of love. Where they're about to dive into the river that flows through the city to prove that it's pure and not poopy. Now, you probably know that the Olympics are about to be held in Paris, but what you maybe don't know is that they're planning to hold the swimming leg of the triathlon event in the Seine, which is the river that runs through Paris. And the River Seine, like many rivers that run through the centre of big cities, has a reputation for being, well, how can I put this? A little bit dirty. Like health-threatening dirty. Like, what is that strange rash that's come up on my skin and why do I have a raging earache? Dirty. But the Paris mayor is so determined to prove that the work she's been doing to clean up the Seine has been working that she is personally going to dive into the river, along with a bunch of other brave souls, in what she's calling a Seine pool party. BYO earplugs and nose plugs, and I probably would suggest also a full body protective wetsuit. Ugh. Oh, there goes the classroom companion clarion, telling us that today's classroom companion worksheets are linked to this story. How well did you listen? The focus of today's worksheets is comprehension. Do you need to go back and listen again, or were you paying enough attention? And teachers, did you know that the worksheets now contain fillable fields so that your kids can type their answers directly onto the worksheets? So whether you're using PDFs or Google Slides, we've got you covered. And if you're super keen, parents, you can access these at home too. Just go to the Squiz Kids website, sign up to Squiz Kids Classroom, and voila. And the best bit, they're absolutely free. You're welcome.
Animal Kingdom.
One of the many things that separate humans from the rest of the animal kingdom is our ability to practice what is called self-care. Now, put simply, it means our ability to work out what is wrong with our bodies and develop treatments for them. I'm talking about how we're the only species in the world that has developed medicines and ointments and pills, and the only species that perform complicated surgeries on one another. Which is why scientists have this week been super excited about an orangutan in Indonesia, which has been dabbing a scrunched up leaf onto a nasty wound on its face. The plant it was using has known healing properties, which is to say that there's stuff inside the plant that takes the germs out of wounds and helps the skin to heal. And it's believed to be the first documented case of an animal, other than a human, practicing self-care to make itself better. And that, when you stop and think about it, is just amazing.
Spaced out.
We talk a lot in this podcast about the space race that's currently on between nations of the world to set up a permanent human base on the moon. I know, right? How cool. And today, there's encouraging news from one of the moon probes that was sent up in January to survey the far side of the moon. A Japanese spaceship which blasted off and landed on the moon, but unfortunately landed on its side, is still sending back images from the dark side of the moon, which scientists are super excited about, especially since they didn't expect the spacecraft to survive this long on that side of the moon because it's so dark and cold and freezing and out of sight. What a plucky little spaceship. And on the subject of marvellous things happening above our heads, if you've got some clear sky above you tonight, and lots of Australia won't because of this rainy weather on the east coast, you might just catch the end of the famous Eta Aquarid meteor shower. It happens every year at this time, when our planet passes through the tail of Halley's Comet, and our atmosphere comes into contact with a bunch of space rock and debris that Halley's Comet has left in her wake as she streaks through space. The best time to see the meteors? Well, that's between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. So, maybe set your alarm? Or leave a time-lapse camera pointed at the sky while you sleep. Yeah, I think that'll be me.
It's Q&A time.
All right, kids, it's time to get your economics on. Next week, Jim Chalmers, the Federal Treasurer, the man who decides what Australia spends its money on, will deliver something called the Federal Budget. But before he does that, Jim Chalmers has agreed to take the hot seat and answer questions that you have sent in for him in a special Squiz Kids Q&A. The podcast drops tomorrow, and it's a great listen. Not least because he reveals his glitter nail polish secret and answers a cheeky question on whether he'd actually prefer to be Prime Minister. The pod drops first thing tomorrow morning in this podcast feed. Keep your ears peeled.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the river that runs through Paris? Well done if you were listening and you said the Seine. Question number two. What's the name of the comet whose tail the Earth is passing through, creating a meteor shower spectacle? Yeah, that's right. It's called Halley's Comet. Question number three. In which country was the orangutan who applied homemade medicine to its face? It was, of course, in Indonesia. Yeah!
Shout outs.
Today is May the 6th, a public holiday in Queensland and the Northern Territory. Lucky them. And today in the United States, it's National No Homework Day. I wonder if that holiday would be popular here in Australia. It's also a special day for the following Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Dev and Jora from Vermont South, Myra from Point Cook, Sophia from Balcombe Hills, Aurelia from Avondale Heights, Amelia from Bruce, Leo from O'Connor, Ava from Cobbity, Eva from Mount Cola, Shepherd from Cremorne, and Saif, who's listening all the way over there in Abu Dhabi. Hello, Saif. And belated birthday shout-outs go to Mia from Perth and Harry from Leopold. And classroom shout-outs today, my friend, go to... gosh, it's quite a list. Class 6M and Mr. Ayuso at Thomas Acres Public School in Campbelltown. Class 3-4D and Ms. Dahl at Shoal Bay Public School. Class D8 with Mr. Butcher at Marriottville Primary School in Adelaide. Class 5-6B with Miss B at Wagga Wagga Public School. Room 17 and Mr. Bickley at Baldivis Primary School, Class 4-5 with Ms. Anderson at Magpie Primary School in Ballarat, and finally to all the students and teachers at Tyab Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with our special Squiz Kids Q&A with Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.